720 WGN. What's your favorite go-to restaurant in the city? Everybody think about that for a second. Have you tried any new restaurants lately? We all go back to the same ones. I have a list of 48 must-tries in front of me, and joining us from Time Out Chicago is Morgan Olson. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to see you because we correspond on the phone or via email. It's nice to have you in person.
Yeah, always about food.
You had an article, the 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try.
Yes.
Now, how did you come up with this list, and why not 50? Why not 45? Why not 55? Why 48?
Yeah, we don't like to classify or kind of confine ourselves to a specific number just to meet a target. So these are 48 restaurants that I truly love, our staff stands behind, and this list grows and shrinks every year. So it's kind of always in flux every season based on the best new restaurants, the old standbys that we still visit.
Yep.
So yeah, it's always in flux. Right now we've got 48.
48. When did this list start? When did you start it?
Oh, gosh. This list has always existed for Time Out Chicago and across the Time Out global network, but we rebranded it as the Eat List. I guess it was 2 years ago now. So all of our cities across the world, no matter where you are, we've got an Eat List that has, you know, kind of that checklist of must-try restaurants.
Okay. Well, let's run through these because people want to try these. Let's run through 40 to 48. What are your favorites?
40 to 48? Oh, my gosh. Can we start with number one?
Well, I'd like to save number one for later. See, it's the buildup.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So number 48 is Split Rail. This is a spot that's in West Town, Ukrainian Village neighborhood, but it's a fried chicken spot from Zoe Shore. And her fried chicken is honestly, I don't think people talk about it enough. It's so, so good. She worked for years and years to perfect this recipe. And it's just kind of that craggy, oil-dappled stuff that you just crave. And her biscuit, too, is just phenomenal. She does this, like, little dollop of maple honey butter on it.
Well, what's not to love about that? That is great. What else in the 40s do we have? I'm running through the decades right now just for time.
Yeah.
Purposes.
Okay, perfect. What's another favorite of mine? Okay, one that doesn't usually show up on people's must-try lists, but I personally love, is Brown Bag Seafood. It's one of those Chicago-based companies that's really expanded over the last couple of years. They're offering sustainable, reasonably priced seafood that meets a lunch price point. And it's always pristine. It's always phenomenal. It's healthy, and it's just no frills. It's fast food seafood, but it's done so impeccably.
Wow. What's the name of that again?
Brown Bag Seafood. There's actually a location around the corner from you.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, they're always growing too. So
Morgan Olson is here from Time Out Chicago, the 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try. Okay, 30 to 39.
All right.
What are your favorites?
Let's see who's in here. Okay, I'm going to start with Proxy. It's over in West Loop. It's from Chef Andrew Zimmerman, who is also the chef owner behind Sepia. This is just a fun global menu. He opened, I think, 2-3 years ago now. But it's just this hit list of like really unique stuff. He's got this elotes fritter that's really phenomenal. And yeah, they just added a brunch menu to their roster about a year ago. So it's just one of those places that I come back to again and again, especially for celebratory occasions.
Nice. And what is your favorite food?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think probably right now, anything that is Asian inspired or deeply rooted in Asian tradition, like, gets my heart pounding.
Why is that?
I just think there's like so much fascinating Asian cuisine happening in Chicago right now. And it really explores every part of the Asian world. And it's fun. It's exciting. It's different. It's adventurous. And I think now is the time to be eating Asian food in Chicago.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. I love your passion, Morgan.
Oh, thank you.
We have to flip to 20 to 29. What do we have in the 20s?
Okay.
Your
let's
favorites.
See.
By the way, this is all available online and on my Facebook page if people want to check it out.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a fun one. Okay. So in the 20s, we've got Band of Bohemia, which is this. It's actually Michelin's first starred brew pub in the world. Okay. So they're kind of specializing in, their whole mission was to elevate brewpub food. So it's not just these greasy baskets of fish and chips. It's really fine dining. But at an affordable price point, you can go in, you can do their full tasting menu and ball out. But you can also go in and just order off the a la carte menu and have a phenomenal meal. Be sure to pair it with the beers that are brewed on site.
Yeah.
In Ravenswood.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. They've got this great, like, it's a jasmine rice beer that is really phenomenal and tastes eerily like rice, and it's just funky and fun and different.
It's interesting that you say that, because when you mention these beers out loud, and there's so many different types of craft beers, they sound odd or disgusting, but when you try it, it's like, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Totally. And
yeah,
it works so well with the food. You can even ask your server to do kind of a guided tasting for you and match the food that you're having with beers that they would recommend. And it's fascinating. Even if you're not a beer person, give their beers a try, because they really do some funky stuff there.
The 48 best restaurants in Chicago to try. All right, 10 through 19. What is your favorite? 10 through 19.
Now we're getting into the good stuff. Gosh.
They all sound great, by the way.
Yeah. I've got to give a shout out to one of the newer restaurants that we added to this list. It's called Virtue. It's down in Hyde Park, and it's from owner and chef Eric Williams. So he's really inspired by the Southern experience of cooking. So he's doing everything from these beautiful fried green tomatoes to gumbo to grits to blackened catfish, and even a banana pudding. It is probably one of the best meals that I've had this year. It's really, really phenomenal. He's also just the kindest person. He's constantly giving back to the community, and building up his team of people who might not have the opportunity to work in, you know, kind of a finer dining restaurant otherwise.
Right.
And it's a really excellent, amazing experience.
You cheer for those guys, don't you?
Absolutely.
You want to come out and support families like that.
Yeah, he's just the kindest person, and it doesn't hurt that he puts out a phenomenal dinner.
Say the name of the restaurant again and the location.
Virtue, and that's in Hyde Park.
Virtue in Hyde Park. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to run through the top 10. Morgan Olson is here. Where can people follow you on Twitter?
At Morgan C. Olson, but I'm much more active on Instagram.
Instagram. Olsen.
That's correct.
Morgan Olson's here. The 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try. The top 10 coming up next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. In studio with us is Morgan Olson from Time Out Chicago, the 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try. And you've been compiling this list for 35 years.
Exactly.
Well, almost. But yes, you put together this list and you help us. That is why you're here.
I try.
All right, the top 10. Let's start at number 9. What do we have?
All right, perfect. So this is a really fun one. Number 9 is Birreria Zaragoza, which is down in Archer Heights. It's totally worth the trip if you've never been down there. But they essentially specialize in this Mexican stew that's made with really tender goat meat. And it's a family-run business, and they make the tortillas on site. I cannot say enough good things about the tortillas.
Oh.
But you can get a phenomenal meal for 2-3 people for under $20 and be totally stuffed and so happy. It's a very unique traditional Mexican dish done incredibly well.
By the way, number 10 is Virtue, which you mentioned in Hyde Park before we went to a break.
Yes.
All right. Number 8 on the list.
Number 8 is Entente. And this is from Brian Fisher, Thai Fujimara. And it's my favorite. It's one of my favorites because it really kind of dismisses this notion of fine dining being this hoity-toity type of experience. They're really laid back. Their food is definitely still that fine dining, beautiful presentation. But they really bring fun to it. You could show up there in a white t-shirt and jeans and be totally a-okay. I just love that they've dropped the pretension of fine dining.
I love that. Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. Number 7.
Is Mitakaya up in Logan Square. So this is, I think, probably one of my favorite newer Mexican restaurants that's opened in the last 5 years. And the chef Diana is really inspired by the food that she grew up eating. Her grandparents cooked for her. Her mother cooked for her. She really tells a story, and you can really feel her devotion to her family, her culture, her tradition through the food that she's making. It's elevated new wave Mexican that's can't miss.
New wave Mexican.
Yeah.
Wow. You know,
I'm going to coin that term.
You do such a good job describing these foods. I feel like I need to stop at these restaurants.
Thank you.
Very, very good. All right. Number six.
All right. We've got another one up in Logan Square. This one is from Abe Conlin. It's called Fat Rice.
I love it already.
I know. Such a good name, right? Abe just won the James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Midwest.
And by the way, that is a huge deal.
It's huge.
Best Chef in the Midwest James Beard Awards right here in Chicago.
Yep.
Huge.
It is. It is. And he's really interesting because he's kind of exploring a couple different cuisines. His stuff is really based in the cuisines of Macau, China, but he also explores the Portuguese-speaking world. So it's funky stuff. He's got this rice dish that is kind of the namesake dish on his menu that's just loaded with seafood, and it's really good and delicious.
Fantastic. All right, number five.
Number five is Alinea. You knew this one would come up at some point.
Right, of course.
I actually moved it down this year in the list just because I think fine dining is changing a little bit in Chicago. That's not to say that Alinea isn't a great restaurant. It's still in the top five. You know, tasting menus here are $200 to $400 a person. It's a theatrical experience. For fine dining aficionados, it's a must.
You know, have to go.
Yeah, it's Chicago's only three Michelin starred restaurant.
Right. Try it at least once.
Yeah.
But you got to save up.
Oh, save for a year.
Yes, save up a lot of money. All right, number four.
Number four is Giant, which is kind of a funny name because this Logan Square restaurant is incredibly tiny. If I can offer you one piece of advice, it's to book this restaurant far, far, far in advance. Do not just show up there.
Okay.
It's incredibly small. Their seats go very fast. But Jason Vincent is the chef owner there, and he's doing everything from uni shooters to chili glazed short ribs to really phenomenal house-made pastas. It's just a fun experience up in Logan Square.
Nice. The 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try. Morgan Olson is here from Time Out Chicago. All right, the top three at number three.
All right, we've got Boca, which I feel like sometimes people forget about because it's been up in Lincoln Park for 15, 16 years now at this point. They've got a longstanding Michelin star, handful of other awards. But Lee Wollen, who's the chef there, is just always changing things up. And I think that even if you went 10 years ago, if you went 5 years ago, go back, rediscover this spot. It
You're
really
right.
is one of the best dining gems in Chicago. It's a truly special spot, and I think it really speaks to what we're doing here in our dining scene.
All right, number two.
Number two, one of my personal all-time favorites. This is where I tell people who are visiting from out of town, if they have time to experience just one restaurant and they're kind of, you know, looking for something a bit more casual, go to a Vec, cuddle up with the person next to you because it's all kind of communal dining, or grab a seat at the bar. It's Mediterranean skewing Midwestern food. So they've got these phenomenal bacon wrapped dates. They have this focaccia that's stuffed with cheese and truffle that I honestly dream about. And it's just a really special spot. You can also get a bottle of wine for as low as like $20-$25,
wow.
Which I totally recommend.
Boy, you can wrap anything in bacon and it's going to taste great.
Right.
Right. All right. The number one restaurant.
Okay.
Number one restaurant
Drum
you have
roll.
To try here in Chicago.
My number one restaurant right now is Oriole in the West Loop. You know, I think there's a lot of fine dining experiences that you can have in Chicago. I think Oriole is the pinnacle of just a really special dining experience. There are no frills. This restaurant has 28 seats, so you have to book in advance. They've got an 11-course menu right now for just over $200, which I get is a deal breaker for some. But if you're celebrating a special occasion, if you want to have a really phenomenal meal in Chicago, go and try Noah Sandoval's menu at Oriole. It's got some Japanese inflections, but it's really new American. The plates are beautiful, but it's also a casual environment. There isn't a lot of extra frills. There's not hoity-toity staff. You know, there are no tuxes.
I'm all about that. Yes,
yeah.
I'm all about casual and good food.
Yeah, it's really special. And don't look at the menu before you go. Let it be a surprise. If I can offer you one piece of advice.
Why is that? Because I'm always the guy that looks at the menu.
I am too, but don't do it here.
Why
Let
not?
It be a total surprise because it's so special to just get those dishes in front of you and not know what you're eating.
And how do you spell that?
Oriole. O-R-I-O-L-E.
I-O-L-E. Okay, got it. And I put it on my Facebook page if you want to see the entire list. The 48 best restaurants in Chicago you have to try. Morgan Olson from Time Out Chicago. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
me. We got to do this again in person.
We love it. We'll eat next time, too.
It's 720 WGN.